What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm inside the Swollen Dome.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike Harmon inside the Swollen Dome, swollendome.com, foxsports.com, Fox Sports Radio. I am a man of the people. Fired up to be back with you once again. Earlier today, had an opportunity to talk to Seattle Seahawks cornerback Marcus Trufant, getting ready for a big matchup against the Jets and his brother. We talk about the 12th man, talk about the Seahawks' road towards the NFC playoffs, and much more in this interview. Take a listen. Pleased today to be joined by Marcus Trufant of the Seattle Seahawks, ready for a big home date this weekend against the New York Football Jets. Marcus, how you feeling about the start for this squad?
I'm feeling real good. We kind of set ourselves up in a way that we need to a strong push here at the end of the season. But you know, we got to take it one game at a time. So it's going to start with the Jets, and we got to have a good showing.
Obviously, you guys are taking care of business at home, 4-0 coming in. Big day with the Jets, a WW2 fighter pilot getting ready to do the 12th flag. We talk about home field advantage a lot in sports. Tell me exactly what sets this crowd apart.
I think it's just the enthusiasm of the crowd. You know, the crowd is nonstop. They're totally 100% on our side, and it tells, and you can see, just from the noise and the penalties that the other team is getting because it's so loud in there, they're really in our favor, and I think they really embrace that role. They're the stadium just to really have our back and help us out.
What's been the difference in this team, year three here with Coach Carroll? What's the type of energy that he gives to this squad and how it's changed through the years?
Well, I think he just brings that energy from a mental standpoint. His approach is different from some of the other coaches I've had in the past. He approaches the game mentally. He wants the guys to be tuned in mentally. It starts in the meetings. It starts in the weight room. Everything is geared towards winning, and everything is geared towards doing everything 100%.
Now we go back, first-round pick, Pro Bowl, all pros. You roll on this squad as roll towards, you look at the New York Jets. What kind of interesting challenges do they bring, or what kind of wrinkles do you see coming out of the bye week for them?
Well, they do a little bit of everything over there at the Jets. They mix things up so well. You know, they got two quarterbacks. They got wide receivers. They move around. And they got a good running back over there. So you never know exactly what you're going to get. And that's going to be a challenge for the defense. We got to be able to know who's on the field and what's going on at all times.
Mentioned them having a week 9 bye. You guys with a week 11. As you're looking at the schedule, does that help or hurt? Would you rather that be earlier in the year, or with the number of injuries that pile up during an NFL season, is this actually an advantage for you?
I think it can be good for us. I think guys can heal up and get time to kind of refresh themselves. But at the same time, you know, we still got business to take care of. So that's first and foremost.
We look at the schedule down the road, obviously the home date here. But you guys have the glory, I guess, in some way with that 12th man behind you. Three of the final four games are at home, all against division opponents.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be big for us. Earlier in the year, we've dropped some of those games in the division. So, you know, we got to come back with a strong showing. So, you know, in due time, you know, we'll focus on all that as the games come. But like I said before, we just got to win them as they come, and we got to focus one week at a time.
No question about it. Obviously, we take you off the field. You've been a staple there in Seattle for so long, and you've established a great family foundation. I see the bowling and billiards in its 9th year coming up, raising a lot of money for the Family Foundation and doing a lot of work there in the Seattle community. Are you a good bowler or a stick your thing?
I wish I could lie to you and tell you that I'm like a 300 bowler, but I'm not. So, you know, it's one of those things just to bring the fans out and to bring all the guys out. It's a good time. You know, we bring out Blue Thunder, we bring out the Seagulls, we bring out Blitz, we bring out everybody, so it's a good time.
We'll get that note up on the site for those that are listening in the Pacific Northwest there that they can get out and hang with you there. And obviously also you've got your Thanksgiving food drive that you also do. We'll folks to the website for that as well. If I can get back into division just real quick, biggest difference you've seen in Alex Smith and his progression through the years?
He's just really taking care of the ball, and he's leading that team. You know, he's not really making a lot of mistakes. So, you know, he's throwing the ball well, and he's getting to the right guys, and he's doing well.
All right, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, do you guys have a side wager, you and Isaiah, this week about the outcome of this game?
Not quite yet. In due time, maybe. But you know, it's gonna be a blast actually to be on the field at the same time as my brother. That's the kind of thing you dream about, as young boys in the backyard and stuff like that. So it should be cool.
Outstanding, Marcus Trufant. You watch him on Sundays. Seahawks rolling towards the NFC playoffs, 5-4, coming up with a big home date. Best of luck to you for the rest of the season, Marcus. Thanks for joining me.
Appreciate it.
Want to thank Marcus Trufant and the Seattle Seahawks for taking time to set that up. Obviously, they've got a rough road ahead of them. Jets this week, then back-to-back road games against Miami. The surprising Dolphins, even though they took one on the chin against the Colts, still a formidable foe, particularly on the road. Then they traveled to Chicago in a much-anticipated NFC matchup. Bears rolling at 7-1, heading into a date on Sunday against the Texans. And then they had that stretch of 3 of 4 at home to close out the season. Arizona, San Francisco, St. Louis all come to visit. And then they have one road game sandwiched in between there into Buffalo and the cold weather. So it's going to be a fight, particularly with the Packers and Lions starting to surge. But you know what? It's the NFL. It's fantastic. And don't count out the Saints. I know it sounds crazy, but there's still plenty of time. Keep an eye on foxsports.com, swollendome.com for all the latest news, player information, fantasy rankings, and the like. Follow me on Twitter at swollendome for random thoughts that swirl around in the dome during the waking hours. And who knows, they might hook me up to a machine to get you those unconscious thoughts too. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.